Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour with your host, Sam Leibowitz.
Good morning, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We have quite an interesting show today, something a little bit different, a topic I don't think I've touched upon. Well, maybe once I may have touched upon it over the last 4.5 years or so, but something a little different today with a special announcement at the end of the show. So everybody, please stay tuned if you want to find out what that's all about. Unfortunately, Selena, I know you people have been loving her little practical spirituality tips of the day every week, but she's traveling today, so she won't be able to call in. So of course, we're going to have our quotes of the day just for you from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what wonderful messages they have for us today. So from the universe, we have, "Nothing is ever lost in this adventure of all adventures. The lessons and discoveries of every single life, no matter how large or small, difficult or easy, are added to the whole. Like stones in the base of a pyramid, they permanently raise and forever support every manner of adventure that follows. And so it is that the hearts of those who came first continue to beat in all subsequent generations, forever, forevermore." I got you, babe. The universe. Ooh, very interesting quote from the universe, all about adventures. Quite apropos for today. And let's see what Abraham says. "The best thing you could do for anyone that you love is be happy. And the worst thing that you could do for anyone that you love is be unhappy and then ask them to try to change it when there is nothing that anyone else can do that will make you happy. If it is your dominant intent to hold yourself in vibrational harmony with who you really are, you could never offer any action that would cause anybody else to be unhappy." Abraham. Interesting, and I really like this quote because it kind of goes along with the theme that I've been talking a lot about in the newsletter and other stuff, which is about sort of self-care. And really self-nurturing, because the more and just being happy is a result or a form of self-care, because unless we're really taking care of ourselves, we can't really do much for other people, because then whatever we try and do, we're doing from a place of lack, or we're doing kind of half-heartedly because we don't have the energy, or we don't have the stamina, or we don't have the the motivation to do it. But when we hold ourselves in alignment with things that really light us up, that help that fire to burn a little bit brighter, you know, then we can be happy. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, says, or does. And so the more that we hold ourselves in this truth and allow ourselves to be who we truly are, you know, without worrying about the criticisms, without worrying about what anybody else is going to say about us, but just truly, truly live our life authentically, then because our own happiness is going to radiate so brightly, believe me, you will help other people to get them to see that they have permission to be happy as well, and that they have permission to be authentic as well. So, you know, it helps everybody. Now, it's not that anybody makes anybody else happy. Happiness is a gift we give ourselves. All right, I want you guys to get this. It's a gift we give ourselves, but when we give it to ourselves, we kind of make it that much more okay for other people to give it to themselves as well. So that's the way it works. You can't change anybody else but yourself, but by changing yourself, you can affect other people. So two interesting quotes about being happy and about adventure, which is quite apropos for our guest today. I'm very happy to bring on board with me today William Paris, who is a hospitality executive and managing director of To Be Well Travel, LLC. William specializes in blending superior travel options with holistic wellness alternatives to improve the quality of life and your sense of well-being. He researches and produces inspired travel experiences that emphasize balance in all dimensions of life and encouraging authentic self-discovery. Ooh, there's that word again. William believes wellness is a mindset, a way of life requiring a deliberate decision to live the life you love, and considers vacationing as a necessity for recharging, relieving stress, and getting in touch with the authentic you. He's got over 25 years of hospitality management experience, doing all kinds of things from sales leadership to managing boutique properties. And in his career, he's developed and managed many initiatives of major hotel brands that have been expanding, such as, you know, Starwood is one of the big ones, and the Milford Plaza, the Avalon New York, the Omni Hotels, Lowe's Hotels, and he even is still working with the Reef Resort, which is a Wyndham affiliate in the Grand Cayman Islands. No, he's not laundering any money there, okay? We're just going to get that out of the way right now. Though I'd love to get down to Grand Cayman. It's one of the few Caribbean islands I haven't... Well, there'll be a few Caribbean islands I haven't been to, but the Grand Caymans are one of them I'd like to get to. So welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, William.
Thank you, Sam. I'm extremely happy to be here. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. So I'm just curious, like, when you were a little kid, were you the one, like... playing travel agent with the other kids, telling them like they have to go to Madagascar and play with the animals?
Well, that's funny because I've always had an amazing imagination. I didn't necessarily see myself as a travel professional, but I was always inquisitive about the world and mm-hmm. what was going on around me.
Right, right, right. So I mean, what kind of got your foot kind of in the water when it came, or dipping your pinky toe in initially into the world of travel and hospitality?
Interesting story. At one point in my life, I wasn't sure what my calling, if you would, was. I knew that it had to involve people. I've always loved people, and I wanted to be a speech pathologist. And while I was in college studying for that, I took a job with Lowe's Hotels.
Okay.
And I was taking reservations, but one thing led to the next, and I ended up being promoted 3 times in 6 years. And
wow.
Yeah, it was an awesome experience. And during that time, I opened my first hotel as a front desk manager. The industry was so exciting. 25 years later, here I am.
Kind of just one foot in front of the other until you realized, like, oh, this is like a real career.
Absolutely. I didn't realize it. And back then, by the way, Sam, there weren't hospitality colleges and universities where you could study. People got involved in the industry and then just worked their way up. But it's very addictive because it's exciting. You meet a lot of people, but there's no gray area. You either love it or you run.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess it kind of just depends on your individual experience. Because I know some people I've met who like work at hotels and they just totally hate it. But then other people I know, they just love it and they do it like yourself their
Absolutely.
Whole life. Cool. So I have to ask, like, what's the most like far off, exotic, distant place that you've ever traveled to?
Wow. It depends on what direction you travel. It depends on what direction you fly, because I have been to Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Beijing, which is an amazing experience. Yes. Loved it. I've been to Shanghai several times, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
But I've also been to Egypt. And that was an awesome experience as well.
Ah, okay. So you didn't make it down to like the South Pole or to like the southern tip of India or any place like that?
Yet.
I like the way this guy thinks. Yet. So, I mean, 25 years is a long time in any industry. I mean, I've been in like a half a dozen different industries and I'm just beginning to feel like I'm finding my what I should be doing. Was there a point during that 25 years when you kind of like all of a sudden the light bulb went off, like, ooh, yeah, you know what, this is really what I love to do? Or was it just something so kind of gradual that just kind of crept in over time that it wasn't until like way later that you look back and go, wow, I like this, really is it?
Well, I have to say that in the very early stages of my career, I really developed a passion for hospitality rather quickly.
Okay.
I don't think that I necessarily accepted that this would be a career that would go on as long as it has. Mm. I've opened 5 hotels, and which is a rather stressful job.
Oh, I bet.
It's extremely stressful. However, when you get to the 5th one, you accept the fact that, oh, this is my calling.
I bet. So of the 5 hotels that you opened, which one was your favorite opening?
Wow. I believe the first hotel that I've ever opened, which was part of the Lowe's Corporation, easily would be my favorite. And I say that simply because I ended up developing lifelong friendships from that.
I see. So I guess probably because you love doing it so much, you probably ended up making friends with other people who love doing it. So they also stayed or not really?
Oh, there are quite a few of us. I have industry associates that have been friends for, at this point, decades. I've been to the homes of my colleagues. I've been to their weddings. It's a big industry, but it's small, and we're really like family, those of us that have been doing this for a while.
What's the thing over the years that surprised you the most about what you do that kind of turned into something, I guess, you enjoyed or you liked but was unexpected?
I believe the ability to meet people literally all over the world and to have friends and real meaningful relationships. And in the beginning, it's business, but it really turned into something a lot more than that.
So it's more like turns more like into family. After
Absolutely.
A while. Interesting. But I mean, I take it that sort of working the you know, in this kind of an industry, and something I actually know very little about, but I would imagine can be long hours, can be very stressful working with the general public, that, you know, it's not always easy. So what makes it rewarding enough to kind of deal with the stressful aspects?
Interestingly enough, you mentioned working with the general public. For me personally, that's the easy part of my job.
Oh, really?
Yes. First of all, I love people.
Okay.
And the hospitality industry is an industry that impacts people's lives.
Sure.
The challenge is that at the end of the day, it is still a business.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is generating revenue.
Right.
It's extremely competitive. That's the hard part. That's the hard part. But okay. The people, that's the easy part.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay, cool. Learning something new every day. Excellent. So we're going to go off for our first commercial break. We're going to get into, when we come back, kind of the wellness side of what you do, because I'm very curious how you tie wellness into travel, which I think is a wonderful thing. And of course, if anyone would like to call in and ask your own questions, our caller number is 877-480-4120. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is their common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
To Be Well Travel, you've really decided to sort of take a different tact or a different angle when it comes to travel, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I have. I'm specifically focused on wellness. I do create experiences in all facets, but I have a passion for wellness.
Was there something specific that made you kind of come to this realization, or to bring these kind of two different things together? Because, you know, we're into wellness here at this wellness center we do the broadcast from. But I don't know too many people who kind of combine wellness and travel, other than I know there are like yoga retreats and some people do some exotic stuff, but it's not that common.
Well, the profound, if you would, change or moment in my career that moved me in the direction of wellness is based on my own experience. As mentioned in the previous segment, the hours can be long. Certainly opening hotels is extremely challenging. And during those times, you can work 12, 13, 14 hours a day, sometimes 2 weeks without taking any days off. And at one point in my career, I realized that 2 years had passed and I had not taken a vacation. You find that after a while, and I loved what you were talking about in the opening about finding the authentic you. When you're not conscious of your own self, your own needs, you tend to lose yourself.
Absolutely.
And for my and what I realized is that one day I woke up and I didn't know who I was.
Oh.
And I realized that I had let myself go and I got caught up in everything happening around me. And I made a conscious decision one day to turn that around. And that meant I needed to let go of things that were negative, unhealthy, and make deliberate decisions to live a healthier life. And for me, taking a vacation and really finding yourself is a component of total wellness.
Oh, interesting, interesting. Now, I mean, there are different kinds of vacations and trips that, you can make. I mean, some of them, you know, I've been on that, you know, when I got home, I felt like I needed a vacation from my vacation. And then there are others you go on that you're more just hanging out on the beach, relaxing, taking it easy. Which of those two types do you like?
That's a great question, Sam. And I can give you a perfect example or an answer. One year, one of my best buddies said, William, let's go to Paris. And I love Paris. It's one of my favorite cities. And I said, nope, I'm going to Jamaica. And there were individuals that they was like, wow, okay, Paris. Vacation about Paris or Jamaica, but they couldn't understand why I would choose the beach versus a beautiful city like Paris. But I realized that I needed a vacation where I wasn't going to be a tourist. I needed rest. And I needed to know that for myself. So what do I enjoy? It depends on how I feel. And it's different for everyone. And that's part of my job as an agent, which is to listen and to understand what the needs of my clients are so that I can make the best decisions for them.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, because I know, like, I've been in them. Out of curiosity, what time of year was that? Because that also makes a big difference whether you're going to a nice warm climate or to Europe.
I tend to go to warm climates in the winter.
Yes.
So you really feel like you're getting away.
Yeah, but you know, a couple of years ago, my wife and I, for sort of the Christmas week, we went to Paris and Belgium, and it was really interesting, kind of going there in the wintertime, which in previously when I've been to Europe, it was usually in the summertime, but it gives you sort of a different feel, kind of seeing it, you know, around Christmas time and the lights and everything. So really, even the time of year, you know, you can go to the same place two different times of year and can have a very different experience, right?
Well, absolutely. And seeing Paris in the winter or even New York, as a matter of fact, there's an extreme difference between New York in the winter and New York in the summer.
Absolutely.
I love Central Park, but in the winter, there's also the lighting of the tree.
Yeah.
So it depends on the individual because everyone is looking for something different. And everyone needs something different.
Right. And also, you know, what one person considers relaxing or kind of a break from things can be different from another person, right? Like, you know, some people, like, they have to have adventure on every vacation, whereas other people, it's like they don't want to work so much, you know?
You're hitting it right on the nail head. One of the forms of a wellness vacation is, in fact, adventure. So there are some individuals that might consider taking a relaxing vacation to include mountain climbing. Now, that's not for everyone, but for some individuals, that gives them an opportunity to let go of their day-to-day routine, and it gives them an opportunity to start looking more inside. And that experience of mountain climbing is something that allows them to be able to free themselves. It doesn't happen for everyone, but for some people, that's important.
Yeah, I mean, I personally love going hiking, and I mean, I'm not sure I want to do the mountain climbing with the ropes and banging into the side of a mountain, but, you know, give me a nice trail and a big vista on the top, and I'm happy to, like, run up.
Well, I agree with you there.
So when people come to you and they they want something? I mean, do people come to you and say, like, you know, I need some healing, I need, you know, to go someplace to feed and to nurture my body as well as my soul? Or is it more just people come to you and they, you can tell they're stressed out, so you try and come up with something that you think is really going to help them, you know, mentally and psychologically?
Some of my clients know exactly what they want.
Oh, okay.
They will come to me and they'll say, I'm looking for a vacation in this particular destination.
Right.
That's what I want, number of nights. They're very clear on that.
Right.
Others come to me and they say, I'm looking for something different.
Mm.
It doesn't matter whether the client is clear
mm-hmm.
on what they want or
right.
whether they are just trying to find the right vacation.
Right.
I do a lot of listening. I
mm-hmm.
ask, you know, questions about their previous vacations and what they liked most about it,
right.
what they're looking for in the current in the vacation that they're planning,
mm-hmm.
the family dynamic. I ask a lot of questions and then I just listen.
Mm.
Sometimes by listening more than you're speaking,
yes.
you find out that the person that you're talking to is more stressed than they realize.
Mm.
And then you can speak about opportunities to help them to address some of the life issues that they're facing that they didn't even realize they're trying to get away from.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So is that why you feel that, like, you know, travel is sort of an integral part of people's well-being?
It absolutely is. There was a report on NBC just a few weeks ago stating that 41% of Americans forfeit their vacation in the course of the year. And this
really?
Is paid vacation.
Wow.
Yeah. And people will not take vacation because they're afraid that they're going to be replaced. You know, if they leave, that the company will realize that we can function without you.
Mm.
When in reality, everyone can be replaced.
Mm.
Or they decide or feel that they can't take a vacation because they have so much work to do, when in actuality,
mm.
the work is going to be there regardless of whether they take the vacation.
Right, right,
and the company
right.
is paying for it.
Yeah,
they're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it affects their health care, becomes, you know, starts to play a role in that.
Right, right, right. And have you designed, I mean, trips specifically for healing? I mean, for people saying, like, I'm sick, I got this, I got that, I need to go someplace to help their health?
It absolutely does come up in many discussions that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I was approached recently by a group of women that were specifically looking for a spa getaway, and it was a girls' getaway, and this was something that was important to them, and they all agreed that this is the vacation that they were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
If there were 10 people in that group, they may have been looking for a spa vacation for different reasons,
right,
but
right.
they collectively felt that it would address all of their needs.
Mm-hmm. And so have you seen how, like, travel has positively affected people's lives, that you know, they consider it, that you see how it's really something essential when they come back?
Gratification is when one of my clients returns from a vacation and they contact me and tell me what an amazing experience they had.
Mm-hmm.
That to me means that I did, you know, the job that I was hired to do. So that's always my goal.
Do you find certain destinations are, like, vastly more popular than others, or are people fairly open, like, going to lots of different places?
Again, it depends on who you're speaking with.
Yeah. There, I mean, overall.
Overall, there are destinations that cater more to wellness and spas. Thailand mm-hmm. is very popular.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Costa Rica is also a popular destination. And certain other places in the Caribbean. But there are also locations in the United States.
Oh.
Arizona
yeah.
has excellent resorts
mm-hmm.
that focus on wellness. There are some clients who are intimidated at the idea of traveling as far as Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
So for that client, the United States might be a great option, or the Caribbean, because they just feel a little more comfortable about the travel.
Mm. Just quickly before we go to our next break, I'm curious, like, since 9/11, do you find that people in America are a little more focused on traveling either domestically or very close by, like the Caribbean, and less so international? Or was that something maybe only happened for a short period of time and people now are like still going to the far reaches as much as they were 20 years ago?
It happened for a very short period of time.
Oh, okay.
Americans are not intimidated. They will get on that plane and they will travel as far away as their money will take them.
Intrepid travelers.
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, cool. Cool. All right. Well, it's time for us to take our next commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit just about that kind of stuff, like the changes that you've seen over your career. Since you've been doing this for so long, the industry is very different than it was when you started, right?
Absolutely.
So we'll talk a little bit about that, and stay tuned. Don't worry. It's coming, our special announcement. So you want to stay for that. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Men reading fashion magazines. Oh, what a world it seems we live in, straight man. Oh, what a world we live in. Why am I always on a plane or a fast train? Oh, what a world my parents gave me always. Traveling.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is William Paris, owner and managing director of To Be Well Travel, talking all about the importance of travel and vacationing and recharging our batteries and getting back. You know, it's interesting you were saying before about how people actually, you know, give up their paid vacation time during the year, kind of that, you know, use it or lose it. And I can never understand that. And in recent years, I've learned that actually it's a Buddhist precept about taking time off from work to give yourself a better perspective. And Geshe Michael Roach wrote a book called The Diamond Cutter, mm-hmm. That uses this one Buddhist sutra, you know, the story around the diamond cutter. And he used it as sort of a guideline for when he went out to, like, get a job and make money. And one of the things he negotiated with his boss was to have every Wednesday off. And what he would do is he would totally disconnect. He would not think about work. He would think about all this other stuff. And when he came back from that, even that's that one day off away from work, he was so much more productive and more effective because he allowed himself that break from business that he was able to be more creative and come up with better ideas.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Europeans usually get 4 weeks vacation as...
Oh, yeah, 4 to 6 weeks.
Four to six weeks. And that is a standard part of their employment package. And in the United States, the average is 2 weeks. And if you negotiate 3 weeks, you feel like you've accomplished something, but you haven't.
Right, yeah. I think like in Italy, right? Like everyone has off the entire month of August.
Yeah,
It's the worst time to go there because nothing's working.
Oh, that's right. Where do I live again? New York. Okay, Italy. I'll get that on my radar.
and you know, we were talking before about sort of, you know, traveling for specifically for wellness and like, you know, spa vacations. And I think people have sort of a perception that that's usually very expensive, that that's more expensive than regular travel. Is that true?
It's not true. Wellness travel, and depending upon your budget and depending upon what you are looking for in the experience, can it be expensive? It can be. However, wellness travel is something that can be experienced by everyone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter the age. It could be for younger individuals, mm-hmm. elderly, mm-hmm. singles, mm-hmm. couples, groups, and it could be for people that have a good deal of money to spend or those that are on a limited budget.
Mm. Are there any tips you would give people about, like, how to incorporate, at least, not even if the whole vacation isn't around wellness, at least some things they can do during their vacation to, you know, add a little bit of wellness component to it?
Absolutely. And I think that understanding what a particular destination, a resort, the experience itself offers, mm-hmm. I think is a great way to balance even your vacation. I'm all mm-hmm. about balancing your life, mm-hmm. but you should also balance your vacation. Mm-hmm. I have a my own personal philosophy is too much of anything is not good. If you're taking a wellness vacation, everyone that doesn't necessarily want to think, oh, I'm going on a wellness vacation and I'm going to eat salads and, you know, for a week and it's going to be about exercise. Yeah. Not necessarily, but it is about being able to accomplish what you set out to do, which is perhaps having that adventure, but maybe not necessarily eating everything at the all-inclusive buffet.
Right. right. Just because it's all-inclusive doesn't mean you have to eat everything.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, I'll point out that I'm planning a wellness holiday in 2015, which will be a fitness vacation on a cruise. Ah. And it will incorporate some fitness activities, but it'll still have it, but everyone will still have an opportunity to do the excursions and still the adventures, and it'll be great for families and individuals.
Right. And I think oftentimes when you go on vacation, especially if you're going to a warm climate, that people forget that even just swimming in the ocean is like one of the best exercises.
Oh, absolutely.
And that swimming is something that like anybody can do, even if you have a sore back or an ankle, that swimming, because you're buoyant in the water and it's kind of zero gravity, it actually helps the body quite a bit. I was talking with a friend the other day who said, you know, she had a pain in her ankle, in her knee, and the doctor was talking about giving her a cortisone shot. Instead, she went swimming for 2 hours, and she was like, came out of the water and felt great.
Full body workout.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's perfect.
So you've been doing this a long time. You must have seen a lot of changes in the industry from when you started to today.
I certainly have. On the business side, from a business perspective, the industry certainly has changed. Once upon a time, hotels did compete based on what they would consider to be personalized service. It was a tagline. Every hotel offered personalized service. and today it doesn't necessarily mean the same.
Right.
The industry has become, over the years, increasingly increasingly competitive. Once upon a time, you had big brands like Hilton and Marriott, which are still the big brands today.
And Sheraton, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But now you have the smaller boutique hotels that might have 100 rooms or 200 rooms or less, which have become increasingly popular.
Yeah.
So the bigger chains like Starwoods and Marriott's now have increased or opened smaller boutique brands under their umbrella because the smaller boutique properties have become so popular with travelers because they feel that it's a lot more intimate.
I've also noticed over the years, I see a lot more commercials from destinations that particularly advertising their country or their island as a place to go for a vacation that you never used to see as kids or you see much less.
The industry, the hotel or the hospitality industry is a multi-trillion dollar industry.
Oh.
It is enormous.
Wow.
It's enormous. And that's why it's important to really speak to professionals that can help you to find exactly what you're looking for because it's such a vast industry.
I take it must be a challenge these days because it's so easy to go online and book a flight and book a hotel and even book tours online, but you don't necessarily always know what you're getting. Do you find that it's difficult sometimes to get people to understand why it's important to deal with a travel professional as opposed to doing everything on their own?
That is such an interesting question. And the answer is seasoned travelers tend to lean more towards a travel agent or a travel professional. And the reason for that is because they understand that if they decide to book a vacation or a holiday for their family and if something should happen to go wrong or and let's face it, in life things happen.
Sure.
You will not get the personalized service from an online travel company.
Right.
You can book a hotel on an online with an online travel company. You can book an airline, but you will not get Mary or Bob or Joe that you can call and say, I need help with this. I'm at immigration and they told me that my passport expires in 6 months. And for those that don't know that, when you travel overseas, your passport has to be valid for six months after the completion of your trip. If you run into that issue, can the online travel agency help you with that? They cannot.
So what would you do in a situation like that if one of your clients like calls you up and say, hey, I'm stuck, they're giving me a hard time? What do you do?
Oh, it has happened.
I'm sure.
It has happened. They then will have to, in some instances, immigration will allow them through, but not always. And if for whatever reason they do get stuck, then they will have to go to one of the local embassies in order to get a temporary visa to travel through. However, if you don't know that, then you just panic.
But if
you can contact someone like a travel professional, they can at least help you to relax then process that particular circumstance and help you find your way through that.
Are there other, just quickly, are there other kind of common mistakes that travelers make that you think are good for people to know about to avoid? Besides the 6 month visa. I mean, that my family lives in Israel, so traveling back and forth all the time. So I knew that like years ago, but I know a lot of people don't. But there must be other little kind of common travel, bewares.
Well, I would say that certainly post 9/11, going through security is something that can be very stressful.
Yeah.
And it helps to understand what the security routines are in different locations because it's not the same everywhere.
Right.
It helps to be prepared and to know what to expect.
Okay, so now, like before we go to break, I have to ask you about my pet peeve. which are these new giant scanners that you're supposed to walk through. I refuse. Every time I travel, I refuse. I'm like, I'll do the pat down. No problem. I make sure I'm there early, and I'd rather do the pat down.
Right.
Because the one thing I notice is if you look at like the employees and the TSA people, they don't go through that. They get the pat down or whatever. So what's your feeling on those things? Do you think they're safe? Do you think they're, you know, better safe than sorry to avoid it or what?
My feeling is that because of the time that we live in, mm-hmm. I am a strong believer that safe is better than sorry. Mm. Unfortunately, there are bad people in the world. Mm-hmm. And I believe that it's necessary to do everything possible to keep us safe.
Mm. Okay. Good. Different perspective. I can argue with you on that, but I won't do it today. All right. So we're got time for us to take our last break. And when we come back, I promise you, we're going to make that special announcement. And we'll find out what's in store for the future for William Paris and for wellness travel. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
It's an overdue admission, defying what we're missing. We're on our own and wishing we could speed up time. Outward indecision that leads some to religion is worth this ammunition if you're taking sides. Taking sides.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking with the travel expert, William Paris, this hour. Out of curiosity, William, you ever book like road trips for people, like driving across the country? I know a lot of people have done that.
I haven't done a lot of road trips, okay. Sam, but I believe in them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. I think that it's a great alternative. It also, road trips are great for families. Road trips are great for families because it saves you the expense of airfare for every individual that's taking up the seat on an airplane. It brings the family together. It gives you an opportunity to have quality time.
Yeah.
You're in that van or you're in that car and you're not going anywhere. You know, it gives you, you can talk and laugh and have fun while you're seeing the sights and enjoying everything that the country has to offer.
The journey kind of becomes an integral part of the vacation. You're so much... lots of times, at least I know me personally, it's like I just want to get to where I'm going and like get back. And it's like the travel time is not really, is almost considered almost like a waste, right? You like lose a day is the expression. But when you're doing a road trip, it's like the traveling is part of the vacation.
Absolutely. And I, for one, am a long distance traveler.
Oh, yeah?
In terms of driving. I'm a long a long distance driver is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I can drive for hours.
Oh, really?
For hours. Absolutely. I love the road as long as I'm not in traffic. But I love the open road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I'm the opposite because I don't drive that much. And to me, when I drive, I'm like really concentrate a lot on the road and what's going on around me. So for me, if I have to drive, it's not a vacation. Except like when I was in Hawaii, I loved driving the Hana Highway. That was wonderful. But in Maui.
Wow.
But other than that, I mean, driving to me is sure. I mean, I don't mind doing a little bit. But like if I have to drive like, you know, 8 hours to like get to a destination, then it's not a vacation for me.
That is also one of the reasons why I ask a lot of questions. It's because I don't make suggestions to clients based on what I like. If you were a client and I'm speaking to you about something that you have in mind, mm-hmm. I'm going to listen. And if you say, oh my goodness, I am not, you know, I don't mind driving, but I don't want to do too much of it. Well, I'm not going to suggest that you fly to a destination and then drive along the coast for 2 hours because I think that's beautiful.
Right. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Although something like that I do like. I've done that in California. I love that. I know that over the years, technology has made the industry more competitive. But for you on the sort of other side of the telephone, has technology helped you in any way or has it really just kind of made your life more difficult because you're competing with websites more than before?
It just makes what I do, certainly from the marketing side of things, a lot more diverse. So when you are marketing for a hospitality business, it's not necessarily about sending what we used to do, a flyer or visiting someone in their office and saying, I've got this great product or a great hotel. Your thinking has got to go much broader than that. You have to think in terms of social media and online technology. Distribution is all automated today. I don't think that that will ever replace a personal relationship with a customer ever. But if you are not technologically and social media savvy, you've been left behind.
Interesting. And there's a lot of information at everyone's fingertips. So like people can really research if they're going to a country they've never been to before and really learn quite a lot. You know, people can be more prepared, I guess, when they travel than they used to be.
Even as a travel professional, I do it.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh.
I read a lot. I go online. I look at the reviews and the opinions of others that have traveled. Mm-hmm. And certainly when my clients travel, I want to hear their feedback. You've been there. You've done it. What was it like? Give me the experience. Is it something that you would do again? Or would you recommend it? That's important. Right. But certainly researching what's online is still relevant.
Mm-hmm.
But having someone like a travel professional that can do that research much quicker and hone in on what you're looking for is probably a smart way to go.
Gotcha. So of all the places that you have not yet been to.
And there are many.
But you've heard people talk about, what's one place that you really want to go to that you haven't made it to yet?
Cape Town,
yes. South Africa, huh?
Yes.
How come?
Well, I know several individuals that are from Cape Town.
Oh, okay.
And as I've been to, as I mentioned earlier in the show, mm-hmm. I've been to Egypt, I've been to Morocco. Africa is a beautiful continent.
Yeah.
And I just have this vision of Cape Town being an amazing destination.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, my dream vacation was Egypt. I wanted to see the pyramids. I wanted to go to the tombs. Well, okay. I've done that, and it was as amazing as I had hoped.
Yeah.
Now my next big one is Cape Town for similar reasons.
Interesting.
I love culture.
Ah, yes. And that's really sort of one of the sort of unrecognized real benefits of travel, isn't it? It's this exposure to cultures and different points of view from around the world that, you know, we're basically insulated from when we don't travel.
I say that if a person does not travel, certainly out of the country, you do yourself a disservice because traveling broadens your view of the entire world.
Right.
It helps you to be able to appreciate and understand the relevance and the importance of people whose lives are completely different than yours.
Yeah,
and you realize that you are not the center of the universe, that there are people that live just thousands of miles away, and their entire life experience is completely different than yours.
Right.
But they are just as important and just as relevant as you are.
Absolutely.
And the only way to understand it is to experience it.
Yeah, so true, so true. Beautiful, beautiful. So, shall we let the cat out of the bag?
You ready?
Yeah. All right, so here's our special announcement. I know you've all been anxiously awaiting all this whole hour. Go ahead, William. I'll give it the microphone to you.
Well, Sam, thank you. I'm extremely excited to announce that beginning next Thursday, which is October the 16th, between the hours of 12 noon and 1 p.m., I will be hosting Travel and Wellness Today.
Woohoo! Yes. William will be our new join our family of hosts here at Talking Alternative with his new show all about travel. I'm really looking forward to it because over all the years, we've never had anybody do a show specifically around travel. So I'm really looking forward to it. I know I'm going to be here listening, learning lots.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, me too. Wonderful. Well, congratulations and welcome.
Thank you.
So a lot of people listening may realize that, like, wow, we've been adding like a lot of new shows lately. And yes, we have. And we plan to keep adding more to bring more relevant and diverse topics to you. So thank you for joining us, William.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So before we sign off, I'm just curious. You've been in this industry a long time. You see a lot of things change. Where do you see the trends taking us in the next 5 to 10 years when it comes to travel? Do you see, you know, just kind of it changing more in the same way? Do you see any things that might, you know, be real surprises to people happening in the future?
I believe that there will be destinations that have not been as much on the radar that perhaps we haven't considered in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there's going to be new adventures in the world of travel. New adventures, new ways to get there, and certainly new experiences.
Interesting. You know where I want to go that I learned when we were researching it that they limit the amount of American tourists who can go there? Bhutan.
Oh, okay.
Because Bhutan, I want to go because I remember reading this report that on the World Index, it's considered to be the happiest country in the world. But it's like you can't get there directly from the U.S. and you have stopovers and you have to get a visa and they only allow so many people in. So, and
that's why planning ahead is very important. I recommend to my clients and friends that you should plan a vacation, a good vacation like that, especially for at least the following year or the year after.
Yeah, yeah.
Last minute vacations, you end up stressing over trying to pull the pieces together.
Right.
Give yourself time to plan far out. It gives you an opportunity to save the money so that you're not charging your vacation and then stressing when you return on how to pay it. So
plan. Right. If you're stressing over that, then you've kind of lost part of the benefit of going away.
Planning is key.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. Well, I'm very excited to have you on the show today, William, and to announce that on starting Thursday, October 16th,
Travel and Wellness Today.
Travel and Wellness Today will be premiering on Talking Alternative every Thursday from there forward, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Everybody, please stay tuned. Coming up next, we have the 21st Century Entrepreneur with J.C. Maldonado, one of our new shows, followed by, of course, another new edition of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.